Well, it's been a while since I've filled you in on my neighbors.
The ones who have sex that you watch through the window or
otherwise? Yeah, no, the ones through the window. Okay, so just to catch you up in case you've missed the saga, this has been going on for quite a while since the beginning of the pandemic when my boyfriend and I realized that, you know, we weren't allowed to go out of the house because it was the beginning of the pandemic in New York. So we basically were like, oh, look, all of our neighbors are also home and all their windows are open and their lights are on. So we started looking out the window and we noticed that the couple right across the way were kind of young, probably in their early 30s, late 20s, early 30s, and active, very active. Mm-hmm. So we started watching them and there was one time that we saw them try to have sex. It didn't work out. He didn't seem all that into it. They seemed to have had a fight about it. And he ended up leaving and walking the dog because we saw him leave and come out the door in the same outfit with the dog. We're like, oh, my God, look at that. So we started watching them and they started fighting after that. And then suddenly she was gone. She was on her phone one day out on her balcony. I love it. All the drama takes place out on the balcony. And she was on her phone crying and talking to somebody. And then the next day we saw her pack a bag and then she was gone. And then a few days later, he was hanging out and all of his friends were coming over. So it's like, oh, I see. She left him.
Party.
He's partying. He's having a great time. So we noticed that she eventually came back, like they're trying to work it out. So it's been boring. Like he's been out on his balcony working out, you know, smoking a cigarette. She's in the room. We see her on her laptop. Nothing exciting going on. I think we ran into her in the street once while she was walking the dog. And we were like, we know your life.
Can we ask you questions? I have so many questions for you.
So then as the pandemic started to wane a little bit in New York, as things started getting better, as we started having, you know, they took down all the hospitals that had these like death trucks in front of them. They got rid of that. We started having no deaths and like 20 new cases a day in the entire city. People started feeling more safe and going out and we stopped watching the neighbors. Well, the numbers are starting to go up again and we're, you know, it's getting cold. So we're staying in more and we're watching them again.
Mm-hmm.
So we noticed that she's been gone for the past like week or so. We saw her like a week ago, but we haven't seen her since. So either it's over between them or she's away or we don't know where she is. She's just not there. So today we look over and he's walking around in a bathrobe and we're like, okay, he's having sex with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting at his window with his bathrobe and somebody walks out of the bedroom and out to the balcony to have a cigarette and it was a guy.
No.
Yeah, I'm not even joking. So we watched some random guy, not one of the original friends from a couple of months ago. This is a guy we had never seen before. So there's some guy on his balcony smoking a cigarette and he's in the living room with his robe on, sitting on his windowsill on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, is he bisexual? Is he cheating on her? Is this a regular thing? Are they a thruple? Like, who is this guy? You know, you finish having sex, one of you is in a bathrobe, the other goes out for a cigarette.
Right.
So we've been watching them all night. Right now they're sitting on the couch watching television, just the two guys.
It could be friends. They could be really good friends. And the guy came over to hang out. He's you know, consoling the other guy because the woman left.
Okay. I accept that. I say yes to that, except for the fact of this. Unless he's super depressed and that's why he's in a bathrobe, is there a scenario you can picture that your best friend comes over or a friend comes over and he's fully dressed and you stay in your bathrobe?
Yeah, if it's COVID time and I just don't feel like getting dressed, you don't know what he has underneath the bathrobe. You haven't seen Wiener. So,
no, we see legs.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't have pants on. He has, you know, maybe shorts or nothing.
Yeah, a guy can. I mean, Hugh Hefner paved the way for us to wear house coats 24/7.
Okay, this is not Hugh Hefner. This is some guy in a white terry cloth bathrobe. It's not like he's in a house coat, you know, or some nice silk thing. Why wouldn't you at least put on sweatpants or basketball shorts or a t-shirt if your guy friend is coming over. What are you doing walking around in a bathrobe?
You know, like the Ritz-Carlton, they have really nice bathrobes that you don't want to get out of. So you always keep it on.
In front of your friend?
Yeah, why?
He is right now sitting on the couch. I'm looking out the window. His friend is dressed, sitting on the couch. He's in the bathrobe with the friend.
Friends can hang out in bathrobes.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything, until you see Wiener, then you can make that assumption. And I know you've been watching all day long.
I've seen this guy's wiener already. I've seen this guy's wiener plenty.
But his friend probably hasn't.
When his friend
sees it, then you can make that assumption. So I wait until you see Wiener with the friend, and then you can say that something's going on.
You don't think it's weird that the friend down the balcony by himself smoking a cigarette while the guy's inside with his robe on? You don't think that's weird?
No, because it's Sunday and it's football.
But that's my point. These guys are not watching football. One of them's on the balcony. The other is on his phone.
It's halftime.
All right.
There's halftime. The guys, you know, your friend comes over. You're watching football.
In your bathrobe.
You didn't feel like getting dressed today. You're not going out.
In your bathrobe on your couch with your friend watching football. That's weird.
If I can't hang out in a bathrobe with my friend, that's not a friend.
I got to tell you, I'm one of those people, I'm really close with my friends. Like, my friends have seen me sick. They've seen me at my worst. One time, I had food poisoning. I had a friend come over and hold my hand while I had food poisoning because I didn't want to be alone because my boyfriend was at work all day. I was like, come over and be with me. Mm-hmm. And I was dressed. I had food poisoning, and I had on sweatpants and a t-shirt, and I was laying in bed, and I made my friend Eric hold my hand. But I had food poisoning, and I was in bed. Dressed. I was not in a bathrobe. I have never in my life been in a bathrobe in front of anybody except my boyfriend, even with my parents. If I go away with my parents, they've never seen me in a bathrobe. If I put one on, I go right to the bathroom and I change into clothing. Like, my parents have never even seen me in a bathrobe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's friends. It's friends. It's Sunday. All right. It's football. They're hanging out. They're smoking in bathrobes. They're fine. They're not having sex. When you see Wiener, then you can say it's sex.
Okay. All right. I don't see Wiener, so no sex. Got it.
You need to actually see Wiener to have sex. See, that's the thing. I think they're just hanging out. It's football. It's a whole day of football. That's all I've been doing all day. I'm barely out of a bathrobe.
Okay. Let me try it like this. I'm looking out the window right now. They're both sitting on the couch. The television is obviously on because you could see the light, but the lights are off in the apartment.
Because it's football.
They're watching football in the dark?
Yes.
They're massive on the couch TV. Together watching football in the dark?
Yes.
That's weird.
No,
and
it's
one
like
of them is
a
in a
movie.
Bathroom?
It's a movie theater. Do you see Wiener? Look right now. Do you see it? No.
Oh, I have to get binoculars. Joe hates when I do that because Joe's really subtle. Like, he will hide and like look through the binoculars from the wall to the corner. Like, you'd never see him. Me, I just open the window and stand there with the binoculars. Like, hi, I'm a person with binoculars. I'm not subtle at all. I'm just like, hi, here's me and my binoculars.
No, wait. The other guy will leave at about 11 o'clock. That's when the football is over. So he'll stay until the Sunday night game. Then when that's over, he'll go home.
Okay, I'll keep an eye on this for you because I feel like this is a continuing saga, and you need to know the rest.